The WWF, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, celebrates its 50th birthday. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, the WWF, was set up 50 years ago. Its aim was to save the world's wildlife. Since then, it's made some remarkable progress. For example, in 1895, there were fewer than 20 southern white rhinos. Now there are more than 17,000. In 1993, there were approximately 2,500 black rhinos. Today, there are more than 4,000. And in the 1960s, there were an estimated 5,000 polar bears. These days, there are more than 25,000. The WWF was created in 1961 in the Swiss town of Morges. A group of conservationists, including Sir Peter Scott and Sir Julian Huxley, decided to act against the needless destruction of the world's wildlife. The organisation was originally called the World Wildlife Fund, but was renamed the Worldwide Fund for Nature in 1986. Here are a few things about the organisation. The WWF's logo was inspired by Chi Chi, a giant panda from London Zoo. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio once donated £650,000 to save the tiger. One of the WWF schemes to help jaguars involves protecting 1 billion trees in the Amazon rainforest. Nearly $10 billion has been spent in more than 150 countries since 1961. The Duke of Edinburgh, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, is the President Emeritus of WWF. The WWF helped to set up the Charles Darwin Foundation Research Station in the Galapagos Islands in 1962. In 1969, together with the Spanish government, the WWF established the Coto Doñana National Park, one of the world's first wetland reserves. In 1981, there were about 1 million regular supporters worldwide. Today, there are more than 5 million. The organisation helped to create a ban on commercial whaling in 1986. China has promised to protect 3 million hectares of panda forest, an area the size of Belgium. In 1990, the WWF helped establish an international ban on ivory trade. The WWF's priorities for the next 50 years include tackling climate change and promoting sustainability. Will you support them?